We didn't actually, the Fitzroy's Park was quite near as well, like, but we weren't allowed in there. Like, my father didn't like the thought of us being inside in the big park with, you know, being supervised, you know. And now and then there'd be an expedition and we'd sneak in, because that only happened very rarely, though, because we knew that we weren't supposed to do it. But like, the swings were in there, you know, and there were some fantastic there were swings to us, like, there were lower ones and higher ones, and then there was a big slide, and it was like a rite of passage, like, as you got older, you were able to climb up to the top of the slide. That was quite a feat, because there'd be people directly behind you and in front of you, and you'd feel trapped, and you'd stand up at the top of the high slide to sit down, then to go down the slide. So these sort of things, like, we had great fun on the occasions when we got in there, but we didn't often get in there, like. And a lot of people then went out to the bats that were out the straight road. They were, but you know, we used to go away on a Sunday for a spin, like, so we didn't go out there to swim, you know. But that was a place where it was very busy in the neighbourhood for children as well, like. And I can't think of what else we used to do. Playing in neighbours' gardens as well, like, you know, and you'd be safe there. And we had our own particular buddies. They were across the Western Road. One of the houses was afterwards, those houses were sold to the college afterwards. But we used to go down playing down there, but the problem then was you'd cross the Western Road, and that was a bit hazardous, like, and, you know, when we were very small, that was another little embargo. We weren't allowed to cross the Western Road until we got a bit older, so that was fair enough, like, it was very dangerous.